episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas. I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite Explosive One. TNT Dynamight.
Wow, dude, getting all R&B Jackson on me.
Yeah, I got a little KC and JoJo on me.
Yeah, where's the other two guys from Jodeci?
Were there other guys in Jodeci? All I remember is KC.
Yeah,
and JoJo.
Dude, there was four guys in Jodeci.
Were there? All right.
Yeah, I think so. Whatever. Anyway,
you know the rest of their names?
I do not. Blitzen and Cupid.
JoJo.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're watching live on Twitch.tv/CrazyTownMediaLive.
JJ.
Or you're checking us out on a replay on the YouTube channel under Crazy Town Media. Or you're listening audio only. You can't see me, but I'm still here along with TNT on iTunes and Spotify.
BB and CC Winans.
Yeah, dude.
I'm thinking of Jodeci.
Kim
members.
Wayans.
I'm thinking of Jodeci member names. I'm sorry.
Scatter.
Bebe Rexha.
Yeah. Bebe Rexha. Yeah, that's one of them. Hmm. Isn't she like a white girl?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She was in Jodeci. She wasn't even born when they were popular.
I don't know. Dude.
Well, TNT.
Yo.
There's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now.
Is there?
And we have some of it to lie to you about.
Well, you know. Thank you, Jonas. You know, a wise man said that if you don't watch the news, you're uninformed. And if you watch the news, you're misinformed.
Who was the last guy?
I don't know. Churchill or some shit.
Oh, dude. You know what's kind of messed up?
What?
Is you remember that video went viral? A little while ago, it was about how they, I was trying to think about when it was. It was showing how it was like this broadcast on this news channel, and it was like all these different news programs, and it was like the exact same thing being read
by
kept popping up on the screen, and there was just like more and more. Yeah. And they were like that saying the same thing. It was on Reddit is where I saw it.
Yeah, it was on the Colbert Report. I think he did that first.
Yeah, and there was positive, like, it was just ridiculous. It was just like, oh, that's creepy as can be.
Yeah, dude, they say the same ish, man.
They just start echoing as they pop them up on the screen. So you can't really see that.
That's all right. I know it's there.
All right, good enough. Till your screen shuts off. Anyways, let's do it, man. Let's get rolling. Let's rock, paper, scissors for the right.
That's my D&D character.
That's cool.
Mother fudging son of a bitch. Oh, God. Okay, for you listening, I lost again, all right?
Yeah, for you,
you watching, you were here when
so
I lost four
this
weeks
is what,
in a
the
row.
17th live podcast?
Just freaking take your turn.
Have you won any?
Shut up. I don't want to win anymore.
I know, if I ever need to do something with you, I'm fucking rock, paper, scissors.
I never win anything. This is why I don't play the lottery.
You do win.
I never win anything. Keep going, dude.
All right, I guess we'll start with
my character back.
With the meme that's running over the internet at the moment.
What is that, Jonas?
Area 51.
Yeah, I'm going, aren't you?
I lost my ticket.
Did you sign up?
No, not yet, man.
Mm.
I think I'm going to be the last one. Mm. So for those of you who don't know, a man made a fake joke page, supposedly. He said, hey, on, I think it's September 20th at 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm. Okay. So you already know that some of these people that signed up for this aren't that bright.
What does that mean?
Who's going to show up on the wrong day at 3 o'clock in the morning? They're going to show up on the 21st at 3 o'clock in the morning because they think that's September 20th at 3 a.m.?
If
two raids, dude. Oh, shit.
Is your problem really with people showing up too late or too early?
No.
This is what we're going to dwell on?
So they're going to come there. They're going to storm the gate. They're going to get in. They're going to pull the aliens out, bro. All the memes are riding alien tricycles. They're Jesus on a dinosaur. All the secrets of the world. Pyramids and fucking Hitler and Jimmy Hoffa. Okay. All in Area 51.
No, dude, get yours off right now.
Get yours off. Area 51 is a secretive base that supposedly has a lot of crazy shit going on in it. I think it's just a base.
It may have at one point in time been for that, but I mean, they probably got something in there.
Yeah, all right.
There's some sensitive information still there, I'm sure.
The guy said, you know, If we all go at once, they can't get us all. We can Naruto run and miss all the bullets.
Jonas, do you know what a Naruto
is? I take it it's running really fast, so bullets don't hit you. I don't know because I don't watch Naruto.
Well, Jonas.
This is right up your alley.
As a fan of Team 7 myself,
okay,
I will tell you that a Naruto run is where you run with your head out and your arms behind you, so you're more aerodynamic.
Okay.
And you're more aerodynamic, and you just kind of, you can dodge bullets and shit, dude.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah. I'll show you after we're done. So,
fair enough.
Give you a demo.
Back and forth across Grace.
Yeah, me and you. We're Naruto run in the living room.
That sounds like a nice date. So, this is a bad idea. I'm curious if anyone's going to show. I'm sure someone is going to show up.
At the last I heard, now I'm sure it's probably more than this, 700,000 people had signed up.
As of today, 1.3 million.
Okay, well, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I checked an article today to see how many people had signed up. It said 1.3. I'm sure it's higher.
So if 1.3 million people have signed up, if 1% of that happens,
right,
that's over 1,000 people.
Yeah, it's like 1,300 people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 1,300.
Yes, Jonas, the math is right. It's not important about the exact number. What's important, that is 1% of those people show up. That's 1,000 people.
I mean,
somebody's going to show up.
Yeah.
There's going to be people there.
Absolutely.
I am kind of wondering, just through like just statistics, how many of the 1 million? I don't think half. I don't think 20%.
No. Because it's supposed to be a joke, but you know somebody's taking that shit seriously.
But my money is actually, Jonas, my money is on about 7 to 8% of those people actually show up.
7 to 8?
Yeah.
Dude, do you realize it's like 10,000 people?
I do.
Or more.
I do.
Well,
15,000
people?
I do think that many people will show up.
People are making the pilgrimage? Like they're going to like take flights to Las Vegas or Nevada?
Hey, look, they'll know when they see an influx of flights to Nevada in the days coming if what's going to happen. The government is already on top of this.
Oh, yeah. The Air Force put a statement out. They said, any attempt to illegal access the area is highly discouraged, meaning we will kill you motherfuckers and not think twice about it.
They are not going to open fire on the American people.
Dude,
they're not going to.
Okay. Say 13,000 people went to the White House and jumped the fence. They got to start shooting motherfuckers because there's 13,000 people. It's like a small militia coming at you.
Jonas, if they shoot one person, it turns into a riot.
It's already a riot if you're bum-rushing a facility.
Now, if they use tear gas and non-lethal...
rubber bullets and shit.
Non-lethal forms of intervention, then it won't
get just
going to
be a bunch of Air Force guys standing at the gate with fucking pepper spray. Just like, test this, bitch.
Basically.
Come on over.
Basically, they got some weapons over there that can... you want to see what we're holding here? And they break out an alien laser gun.
They got the alien ray gun that'll just obliterate them.
Well, it doesn't obliterate them. It, like, holds them in an alien sack, and then it turns them into an alien, and then they, you know,
send them to Vranus.
Yeah, so they don't die.
Vaginus.
They just got to live the rest of their lives out as an alien.
Oh, that sounds like a great day. So I'm not going to be there.
I'm interested fucking to read the going. News. See, so 50% of the podcast is going.
You can live stream, and I'll give you the password.
Dude,
you know someone's going to Facebook Live that shit.
That's the main reason I would like to go, is for like my journalistic quotation fingers.
Like, here I am, TG9, my live. I'm like your Instagram.
With this big dumb mask on my face.
They're all like, excuse me, sir.
Like, why are you wearing a mask and a hat, you idiot?
Right? So that's blown up the internet. The memes have been entertaining, but they're getting kind of stupid.
I don't know. I enjoy them still.
Yeah.
But
who knows, man? If Jesus comes out riding a dinosaur and they put it on the internet, I'll watch it.
Well, Jonas, you know what, man? I had a story picked out because you went with an internet meme. I feel like I should go with one too.
Okay.
So my lead off story is going to be about the memes of the internet.
Just in general?
No, we're getting there.
Okay.
Jonas. Allow me to...
Say good guy Greg?
Yeah, allow me to ease it in, Jonas. You like to just ram it in, dude. You just take the story out of your pocket and just shove it in the viewer.
Yeah. Right in them, dude.
Shove it in.
I don't care if they're ready or not.
Dude, it's rough and it's painful a little bit, but you know what? Some people like it.
Some people like it that way. Some people are into that.
I'm going to ease it in, Jonas. All right. I'm going to lube it up a little bit. So you've had planking. You remember planking, right?
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's when you were just stiff as a board on a random object. You remember the ice bucket challenge?
Yes.
It was supposed to be for ALS. People took it to a whole new level. It was a meme. Harlem Shake?
Yeah, I remember that.
You like that one, don't you?
I mean, it was all right.
Yeah, you would.
I didn't. I mean, I didn't think it was like the next coming of the dinosaurs, but I guess.
And more recent times, Jonas, we've had the bottle cap challenge, which I think is actually pretty cool. It's, you know.
Yeah.
You do a roundhouse kick, you knock a bottle cap off the cop pepper.
And yeah, dude, I did it. Good.
The newest trend, Jonas, to hit all of Twitter, is called the running butthole challenge.
Oh, wow.
I had to dig deep for this one, Jonas.
I'm speaking of buttholes.
I'm telling you, I was up to my ankles in this story.
You know? Oh my god, dude! I don't. I'm curious. I'm scared.
I want you to guess what the running butthole challenge is, Jonas.
That you take off your pants,
okay.
Spread your ass cheeks,
yes.
And run backwards, and whatever happens to get inside your butthole gets in there.
Well, that's kind of weird, Jonas.
Well, I mean, it's called the running butthole challenge. It's weird regardless.
No, the running butthole challenge is a challenge where the individual removes their pants,
okay,
and then they run across the room into their camera until their butthole hits the camera.
So they got to go backwards.
No. What they do is they did a flying run and they kind of like spread eagle try to hit it with the camera.
That's stupid. Because they got to like jump and land on their back to get their butthole.
It's hard for me to describe. I could show you.
No, I'm good.
No? You don't want to do it right now?
No, dude. You can do a running butthole? We got a camera right there.
All right. Well, I noticed a thread on Reddit that said, what's with women flying spread eagle into cameras? With captions that said, with captions like, when girls find out that I don't have a girlfriend. And it was this girl, fully undressed, and she runs at the camera and just grabs the camera like with her
cooter,
with her private area
vagina,
yeah, and the private area just hits the camera, and it was supposed to be
so it's like a joke that she's throwing her private like parts
as soon as they find out you have a girlfriend, they're just throwing
it. When they find out you do have one.
Yeah,
I got you. Okay, yeah.
So this has kind of blown up a little bit on Twitter with thousands of videos being submitted with girls running at the camera.
They're throwing their pretty lady parts at the, I was going to say pretty, and it came out pretty lady. Pretty. Even regardless, they're all throwing their lady parts at the camera, huh?
Basically, Jonas.
Okay.
There are guys getting in on the fun,
That's
too.
NSFW. So.
It is very NSFW. There's guys getting on the fun as well. Apparently, it started with a, like, I saw it first on TikTok, and it was a video with a guy.
You got TikTok?
Jonas, don't judge me. Okay. I just saw it on TikTok, and it was a guy who was like punching his camera. He was like punching his phone, and then he like did an elbow, and then the last move, you just see like his bare ass hit the camera.
Okay.
And this was the genesis of the running butthole challenge.
Okay.
Because other people wanted to do that too.
I don't see why they wouldn't want to do it.
So I saw on Twitter a guy with a caption, and it said, I DM'd this guy's girlfriend, and he sent me this back, and it was him punching the camera, and then he drops his ass. And I was like, that's funny.
Yeah, dude. What a way to threaten a man. Punch the camera, drop your ass. That's what I do anytime I'm threatened.
So now, like many things in today's society, women have taken it for their own, and they're slapping their snoots all up on the cameras.
I think I'm more happy with snoots on the cam than the guy's buttholes, I must say.
There is a subreddit, the Running Butthole Challenge.
Oh, it's already started.
Absolutely.
Oh, nice,
and
dude.
It is great.
I bet. I'm already
and
there.
And there's also a Twitter account, Running Butthole Challenge, that you can find as well.
No.
If you want to see more action from your favorite guys, maybe at the crazy town.
Just you, man. I ain't dropping my butthole on nothing. Except for the toilet.
Or some adult stars throwing their snatches around the room.
Okay. That sounds
Sorry. That was crass. I didn't mean snatch. I meant vaginas.
The world. Man, the internet's useful.
No, John, don't do it. You sound like an old person.
Dude, the internet.
This is
harmless. When Al Gore created the internet.
No, tell me how you feel about this.
No, place. Dude, it's great. But I imagine Al Gore creating the internet, sitting there like, you know what? I hope we have a way to show our buttholes to everyone across the world all at once.
Thomas Edison rolling over in his grave.
Dude, George Washington signing the Declaration of Independence. Okay. You know, one day we're going to be able to share our assholes. freely on the internet.
Freedom of speech.
Yeah, dude. That's it right there. Freedom of speech, running buttholes.
All right.
Speaking of running buttholes, yeah. Facebook's back in the news.
don't do that to me.
So, as everybody knows, Facebook, everyone's favorite privacy stealer, did a lot of fucked up shit. They,
elegant,
dude.
There,
that's the only way
Jonas.
To describe it. Zuckerbot himself, who decided to call these stupid fucks who put their stuff on this page from the day he created it.
Wait a minute. Say that again without the profanity or the Zuckerbot.
He said he called people dumb fucks for putting their shit on the Facebook from the day he started it. Like,
did
way
really?
Back in the day.
Did
yeah.
He?
Yeah, because he realized what he had back in fucking Harvard, dude. He knew he was going to be a sleazeball. He looks like he's the guy who'd sniff women's panties, right?
Wow. I don't know about that.
I don't know. I'm just,
dude, we're in a sensitive time.
Dude,
I'm not going to accuse
I'm
anybody
just being
of that.
Goofy. But he does look like a creep. Facebook's been doing a lot of messed up stuff. There's been allegations that they have done things. I think a lot of this has been proven. Some of the things they've done, collected data on most of their 2 billion users against their consent.
We know about that.
14 million people had a bug that made their private posts public.
Yep, I recall 30 that.
30 million accounts were compromised in hacks. About 7 million photos could have been shared over 1,500 apps without their owner's permission.
Equifax.
And that's just what we know about. That isn't what we know. What we don't know. So he will not be held personally accountable for any of this because the corporation is the entity, not the man.
Exactly. And corporations are people.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Google came over for dinner the other night. So they decided, Congress decided, or the FCC, whoever the hell decided, I think it's the FCC, said, we're going to make them pay. We're going to show them who's boss. A $5 billion fine. Take that, Facebook.
Oh, no.
$5 billion.
But they're worth how many billions, Jonas?
It would take Facebook 49 days to make $5 billion.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It said they make so much money that they could pay that fine and still be able to put money in the bank at the end of the quarter.
Yep.
And basically, it was telling Facebook they could get away with whatever the hell they want because what's $5 billion to a company that makes $500 billion like a year?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not gonna get all socialist on this podcast, Jonas.
Yeah.
But there is a thing in capitalism called a too big to fail, which is
Google and Facebook.
I mean, in the American government.
Apple?
It's too big to fail. You get to a point where they can't legally like fine you enough to cripple you. And anything that you want to do, you can do because money just buys everything.
Well, right, and they have so much of it that...
Yeah, too big to fail.
One thing I thought was kind of fucked up about this, besides everything else, when they announced the settlement, Facebook stock went up.
Sounds about right.
Because they were like, oh, $5 billion.
Dude.
we were thinking that so you guys were going to do something.
Honestly, Jonas, I want to get to Facebook level with this podcast.
With Crazy Town Media, dude? I'm
in. Let's take it up. Let's take it all the way.
Yeah, man. I have a sister story if you want to go into more Big Brother.
You got a sister story?
Yeah, about Mr. Google.
Oh, sure, Jonas. Whatever, dude, do you.
So, Google's really pissed off, man. Facebook's getting big fines and Google's pissed. What is the world coming to?
These two heavyweight champions cannot be angry at each other.
So I guess the first story
is
that
because Stadia sucks?
The first part of the story is I don't know if this is known or not. I guess it was news to me. Google pays people to listen to your recordings from Google Now, from OK Google, just like Alexa and Amazon does. They pay people to listen and encode them to better the software and technology.
At some point in time, somebody hears every command that you give your Amazon Echo.
Ideally. But here's where it gets fucked up. Mm. They're pissed. One of their people hired to review them leaked over 1,000 recordings to a Dutch newspaper. in Belgium.
So?
It was 0.2%. It says only 0.2%. So 0.2%.
Jonas, no. But yes.
Are all the ones that are sent for review. But if you think about that, there's over a billion devices that can monitor. So that's a lot of recordings.
Yeah.
The fucked up part is it said 153 out of the just over 1,000. So it's around 10%. Mm-hmm. Were recordings where no one said, okay, Google, or hey, Google.
Oh, it's recording you all the time.
It's recording you even when you don't give
motherfucking shit, Jonas.
Who would have thought that you put a wiretap in your house and they tap the wires?
I'm not going to lie, Jonas. I've had mine unplugged for like months now.
Have you? Yeah. Oh, Alexa's done?
Yeah. Oh, no. Is she done?
I mean, you took her out of
the hell do you mean, you dude? I unplugged her. I didn't kill the thing. I didn't destroy it.
Yeah, dude. I just found it creepy, man.
I liked it. It's fun, dude. Especially like if I can just listen to music on the fly.
But... Right, right. Yeah. I bought a Google Home because I got it on sale for like $25 or whatever, and I had it in there for a couple weeks, and like it was neat to link Spotify through it and be like, okay, Google, play this playlist, and it would be like, boom. Mm-hmm. Be like, oh, that's neat, or set an alarm or whatever, and I'm like, I don't need this thing.
All right, so this is not about the Amazon Echo. It's about the Google Home?
This is Google that got caught. All right, Amazon's so already come out that they pay people to
Amazon. Yeah, but Amazon hasn't leaked anything. It was Google Home or the Google Home devices.
This is the Google ones, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I saw a funny meme online. It was like the seven deadly sins, and it was like Google, Facebook, Pornhub, Instagram.
Not wrong.
It was like Twitter and something else, and they were all like under greed, sloth, envy, blah blah blah. And I was
I've seen that before.
That is the world today.
Is it?
Think of, dude, it really kind of is.
Jonas, like I'm kind of interested about how you truly feel about social media.
I hate it, dude.
You hate social media.
Dude, when it came out, I thought it was the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
Like when MySpace was invented, I loved MySpace. I thought MySpace was awesome. Even when Facebook first came out, I was like, I jumped to Facebook because I was like, MySpace has gotten crazy. There's too many like doodlies coming down the screen and videos in your comments. And Facebook was literally just like a feed of your information. Then it was like...
And your family and your friends and shit.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's like games and da-da-da. And now like, dude... They say now, I read an article today, there's more kids nowadays want to be a YouTube star than an astronaut.
I saw that.
I was too. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
And look at us.
Right, yeah, exactly. But
could have gone to astronaut school.
I know, dude. And like, but you loser. Dude, and they talk about how like Instagram and shit. It's like everyone puts on this fake face for social media.
Yeah.
And it makes everyone feel terrible about themselves because they want to be that. But even those people who do that aren't that. They're miserable too.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like it just creates this false sense of like what you need to be.
I think what it really is it's just like the lowest common denominator, which is unfortunately the majority of the people are going to be on that low end.
Right.
I wouldn't even say low end. It's a bell curve, but not enough people have the mental capacity to approach social media from the standpoint of I'm doing this for X reason, not because I need serotonin hits of those likes.
Right, exactly.
And then if I don't get them, then I don't, or not serotonin, but dopamine hits of those likes. But either way, I don't know. When I first encountered social media, it was MySpace as well, but I never really kept up on it. And then Facebook came out, and it literally took a girl badgering me for a month to get me to do it, because hey, fuck it. If you want to, I'm a conspiracist. I don't want my information out there. You go look up TNT Dynamite on Facebook right now. You ain't gonna find a picture of me on that motherfucker because I don't do that bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't do Facebook. I don't even like cell phones. Here, take it. You can have.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. The only. I mean, I use Snapchat more than anything, just because I choose who gets to look at it, and it's gone within like 24 hours. And I don't even put anything crazy.
I only use Snapchat. Snapchat the via illicit drugs.
Oh, okay. Cool. You know, hey, whatever you gotta do. So, but no, dude, I think social media is another thing that from where it started to where it is has gotten out of control.
Yeah, to a point.
And like it's sad because it allows for like bullying and suicide and people like it drives people to like
But is that really a failing of the social media itself or us as a society, Jonas?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
Why are we cutting off the nose despite the face?
Yeah, dude, it's
it is us as a society that is the problem.
Oh, absolutely.
There's no reason we can't get on there and do wholesome things, but we don't, man, because hey, man, we're American.
Yeah, but it's not just Americans. Everybody does that shit.
Yeah.
Okay,
so I guess we're humans.
Everyone's all shit posting all over the place.
We are humans, Jonas. That's the most beautiful thing,
and like
that you've ever made me say.
Yeah. I mean, hate is a strong word. But mm-hmm. I very much dislike, maybe do hate. I haven't, like, pondered it enough to know if I hate it.
The way I see it, Jonas, I'm just along for the ride, man. Let's see what's going to happen next. We can't necessarily stop it. There is no stopping it at this point. They have too much money to be stopped.
Right.
So we got to go along
for
the ride.
I'm not going to fucking kill myself because I see all these people with, like, money and cars and shit. And I know I'm not putting crazy shit out there. I'm not doing illegal shit that I gotta worry about.
If we started doing illegal shit on the channel, Jonas.
Yeah, dude, we'd be arrested in a minute.
Dude, let's do some illegal shit.
You do anything illegal you want to do and keep me out of it. I don't even want to know about it.
But Jonas, as an American and as a person with a fucking brain in your head, we do have the ability to speak out for things that we don't agree with that happen on these social media platforms.
Right.
We can't put up with the bullshit. Just because everybody can see it, you shouldn't be doing stupid shit. Or because everybody could see it, you shouldn't be doing stupid shit. And you will get called out on it. You're responsible for every word you say.
Yeah,
you can say whatever the fuck you want, but you're going to be held accountable for it.
Yeah, dude. You can drop all the racist slurs or homophobic slurs you
want.
See,
you dropped the race card. I didn't do it.
Any of it. You can do all of it. You're free to do it.
I'm just saying.
But when grandma finds out, she ain't going to invite you out to dinner on Sunday.
Damn right. If I see your asshole jumping towards the camera, guess what, motherfucker? You ain't president.
Oh, dude.
Actually, you never know, man.
Oh, you never know,
dude. The P-tapes. All right.
All right. What you got, man?
All right, Jonas. This one goes out to my man, Jeffrey. You know who you are.
All right, Jeff.
All right. We are talking about the Ukraine.
Oh,
apparently,
dude.
The Ukraine.
Crazy shit goes on there.
Yeah. The Ukraine has decided to start chemically castrating pedophiles.
Well,
so we're talking about pedophiles between the age of 18 and 65,
okay,
who are found guilty of raping a child and or sexual abuse of minors.
Gotcha. Wasn't it for rapists too, not just child rapists, but like any rapist?
The article I saw just said
I was confused, but I know about this story. I don't know if it was both, but hey,
if anybody deserves it.
Right, dude.
Now, when you first hear, like, as a guy, when we first, and it seems like it only pertains to males. As a man, when we first hear chemical castration, that's, like, the worst thing you can think of.
Oh, well, other than physical castration.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So, but still, it sounds awful. You're like, wait, basically, you're going to stick me with a needle and put my dick to sleep? Like, hold on, can we talk about this?
Just go to...
But Jonas, me and you got nothing to fear because we're not doing any
right,
of this.
Right, exactly. If you're not banging kids, then you don't
Jesus
worry about it.
Christ, Jonas.
Well, that's what they're doing.
A little text.
If you're not forcing yourself on a minor like a
thank you.
Nasty bastard.
I don't need anybody to clip you saying banging.
I didn't say
it. You did say it.
I didn't say it.
Anyway.
These crazy fucking criminals.
Anyway.
All right.
In the Ukraine from 2017, in 2017, there was an account of 320 children being sexually abused or raped, I should
say. Jesus Christ.
And over 1,000 cases of kids with being sexually abused.
Dude. the now, world. Humans, man, I'll tell you what.
You're not even wrong. I don't know what the numbers are in America. I didn't take the time to look it up because guess what? You're misinformed. But I imagine that we're probably somewhere around there since we have a higher population density.
I mean, you hear about people getting busted for child porn all the time. So if someone's having sex with a child.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, it's disgusting.
We have a higher population than the Ukraine, so our numbers are probably up there as well. This is done by an injection of an anti-androgen, which drops the testosterone levels in the males, lowering libido and the testosterone level, causing you basically not wanting to do it.
So it makes you a eunuch.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, right?
This is, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Ew.
Can you imagine never wanting to have sex with anything?
Jonas, man, when I was taking that Cymbalta, fam.
You were a eunuch.
I'm going to tell you right now. Fuck it. I don't care. I'm telling the story. So I was taking Cymbalta because, oh, I'm sad. Maybe a pill will help me. So I started taking Cymbalta, and within the second day of me taking it, I wake up in the morning, and I know how I wake up. You know how you wake up. I know how I wake up. I wake up like...
ready to go. Flagpole.
Yeah, dude. Like, I don't have to pull the sheets off of me. It pulls it off. Anyway, I know how I wake up. I wasn't waking up the same. So the next day, I didn't wake up the same. Of course, I tried to take matters into my own hand to make sure that I was resuscitating it. It was not masturbation. It was resuscitation. And nothing, dude. Come to find out 5 days into my treatment that one of the things that Cymbalta does is it Fs your D up.
Yeah, it can't be Fing that D unless it's a V on the P. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. All right, back to the castration. In Kazakhstan, from 2010 to 2014, they had 1,000 child rapes a year. God, and damn. They, after that, instituted the chemical castration as well.
Oh, interesting.
And an interesting fact is even here on our home shores, Alabama in 2019, they began injecting abusers or sexual abusers of kids under the age of 13. And it only happens after they leave prison that they start receiving these injections. So basically, if you're a child abuser, you go to jail, you come out, you getting injected in Alabama.
Oh, interesting.
Which is kind of crazy. These injections have to be administered by a judge and not a doctor. Yeah.
That sounds kind of weird, right? Because yeah. The first thing I want to do is get a shot by a man who doesn't know how to use a needle properly.
I mean, it's not hard.
Yeah, but, I mean,
I
yeah.
give injections, it ain't yeah, hard. Dude,
it's cool.
It's easy.
Yeah, but, so I read that they won't say what they're actually using in this cocktail.
Thank God.
And it's a different level for every person because yeah. not everybody gets the same amount of urges, you know what I mean?
I imagine if you're 65 years old, they're just going to give you, like, an eyedropper and be like, here.
Eh, yeah. Yeah, dude, I don't know. I brought this up to you the other day. Like, I was like, dude, I got to mention this to you. And then we were like, who's going to be the guy that's going to be like, we shouldn't be... Like, you can't be
you
that
can't
guy.
You can't even say anything against it, man. No,
you can't.
Like, my first instinct was like, oh, dude, that's kind of messed up. But then I'm like, well...
Yeah, who's soapboxing for child rapists? You know what I mean?
Like, well, then again, we are talking about child abusers here. So,
anyone deserves it.
So, Jeffrey, why don't you move your ass to Alabama, huh?
Jesus.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
No? Mm-mm. Should read the news, Jonas.
I don't.
All right.
I just make all these up. None of these stories are real.
Yeah, it feels that way sometimes.
Yeah, I know, right? All right. So, you know, some people can't see.
Mm-hmm.
They're called blind.
Yep. I've met a few of them in my life.
So, they've come up with a new treatment for people who are blind. Not people who were born blind. People that have become blind over time.
Jordy LaForge?
I don't know who that is, but sure.
Okay, keep going, dude. If it's a Jordy LaForge, dude, I'm going to clap my hands and stomp right. my feet.
So basically what it is they have partially restored sight in six blind people. Mm-hmm. They have a transplant that has a small video camera to glasses that bypass the eyes.
What?
And the footage is sent directly to electrodes in the visual cortex. Because normally bionic eye work used to require a working eye and a working epic nerve. So this has not been proven on blind from birth people, only people that have become legally blind. Like the one guy in the article.
Yeah, because I imagine they don't have the nerves, or the nerves are damaged
when
some
they
way.
Don't know what they're looking for at all. Anyway, like they said, one of the guys they interviewed, he's like, "Well, when I walk down the sidewalk, I can see where the sidewalk ends and the grass starts." But like, it's basically like you can tell there's two different colors. That's it.
Jonas, this is basically Jordy LaForge. Jordy LaForge becomes LeVar Burton, Jonas, right here.
All right.
That's sweet.
Before you get all super happy, it's not as great as it sounds.
It sounds amazing.
They said basically it's at the very beginning stages, but what it is they have the people, they have them stare at like a black monitor, and they put a white square on it. And it said they mostly can confirm where the square is on the screen, even though they're legally blind.
Yeah. I mean, that's still, it's a step in the direction.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, dude.
It takes time, but eventually, man, Jordy LaForge, he was the blind guy on LeVar Burton.
Reading Rainbow?
Yeah, but it was Star Trek.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Like Data?
No, that wasn't Data. That was Jordy LaForge. Data was the pale white android
guy. Oh, Jordy LaForge had the eyeglasses?
Yeah, that was LeVar Burton.
Oh, nice, dude. Sweet.
Oh, so you didn't know. You get the meme.
Yeah, dude. I just didn't know he was Jordy LaForge.
I'll let you in on it, Jonas.
Yeah, dude.
That's pretty sweet, Jonas.
Yeah, dude. I try to bring uplifting stories, not just terrible ones.
Yeah, man, because I feel like it would really, like, I know it's about, like, the story of perseverance and whatnot, but it would really suck to see and then, like, have something damaging happen to your eyes and just lose that. Just knowing that what seeing was at one point and then losing that ability.
Well, I mean, my grandfather, before he passed away, he had a macular degeneration.
Yeah.
So, like, he just slowly was losing his sight because it was like his eyes were degenerating, basically. Like, I've read they've been coming up. They're trying to work on that, too, to, like, regenerate stem cell shit and stuff. But, dude, that'd be like... Yeah, it would be bad. I mean, not being able to see from birth is bad enough, but at least you've adapted. But, like, knowing everything and then not being able to see it'd be hard, man.
And honestly, it's just a testament to the fact that humanity can be responsible for the running butthole challenge and then at the same time, Jordy LaForge.
Right.
That shit's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
That makes me happy that people are actually working on that.
Yeah, dude. Not everybody uses the internet for buttholes.
This is why I don't get mad when the public officials say semi-racist things.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, the next story, Chicago alligator, Jonas.
It's almost 2020, dude.
Jonas, this is a fun, lighthearted story.
I got a follow-up lighthearted, too, if we got time. All right,
good. I got a lighthearted story, Jonas. Four-foot alligator, Jonas.
Dude.
But we're talking not in the swamps of Florida, Jonas. No. We're talking about in Chicago.
Obama's playground?
In Humboldt Park.
Kanye? God damn, they riding alligators?
Humboldt Park, Chicago. How did this alligator get out? Well, the professionals believe that it was somebody's pet, and they let it out into...
That's safe.
Yeah, it's like a wildlife preserve or something.
Yeah.
And they had the proper biome for the shark.
That's why you don't have fucking alligators as pets, by the way.
Well, the animal control in Chicago, Humboldt Park, they took 8 days tracking this alligator down.
Oh, God.
And they had to close the park, Joe. You can't have people coming in the park when there's a freaking alligator.
I don't want anybody coming anywhere when there's an alligator.
Not alligators either. You don't want alligators coming anywhere, dude.
Oh, no, dude, they better not come.
Alligators, you come somewhere else. All right. So the alligator terrorized Humboldt Park, and by terrorized, I just mean like did alligator shit.
You crawled around?
Yeah, he just crawled around, ate fish.
Yeah, all right. Terrorized.
You know, but either way, they had to close down the area. And control just didn't know what to do. So guess who they called in to do the job?
Ghostbusters.
You damn right, Jonas, Florida man.
Steve Irwin's son?
They called in a man from Florida who was there less than 24 hours and caught the damn alligator.
He got caught with his hands too, didn't he?
His quote that I'm going to misquote was, "We took about 8 revolutions around the lagoon until we saw it. One cast, one catch.
Damn.
Cast the net out, caught the alligator.
Well, I can't imagine the Chicago Animal Patrol has much experience.
Yeah, yeah. But I still think it's kind of, it's funny that they just called a man from Florida. He was like, yeah, sure, I found an alligator, found it in a day.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So the alligator made the news, obviously. Aww,
what's
Jonas.
What's his name, Allie?
And they were giving it, by the way, the name of the Florida man is Frank Robb. Big props to you, Mr. Florida.
Yeah,
so the names that they gave the alligator were Chance the Snapper.
Oh!
And Crock Obama.
Oh, goddamn!
So they're saying the alligator may go to a zoo, but it's still kind of up in the air. They don't know if
it has parasites
or anything. Yeah, they might, I guess. But it's supposed to go to a zoo, but we'll see.
Goddamn pair of boots for Obama.
Jesus, Jonas. Only 4-foot alligator. You ain't getting a pair of boots out of that.
Yeah. When there's a will, there's a way, right?
But either way, Crock Obama, I hope you're doing well out there right now.
Speaking of alligators. There was a story from Tennessee where police put out a warning because people were flushing their amphetamines down the toilet.
Mm.
And what they said was, you don't want to flush your amphetamines down the toilet.
You want to snort them.
Call us. We'll come and take them off your hands. We don't need any meth gators making their way down to Alabama.
Meth gators making their way down to Alabama.
That's what the police said, yeah.
Why would the gators get...
Dude, I don't know.
Does that happen?
I don't know. Uh-oh. They said, imagine meth gators running around out here like, woohoo, sipping deal.
Where were these people from?
Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. That's
talking about Alabama.
That's a woohoo sip-a-doo right there.
Yeah, woohoo sip-a-doo. All right, my last story. This is a nice, wholesome one. So, a man and his cat. Not his vagina. Now, I'm not talking slang. I'm talking a real feline.
Yeah, keep going.
They decided they needed a place to stay. I said the story wrong, so I'm changing direction.
No.
They decided to break into somebody's house.
Yeah.
And when they came home, when the people came home, they didn't notice the man right away. They found the cat wearing a t-shirt under the crawl space underneath their house.
A cat wearing a t-shirt. How did the cat get the t-shirt?
Because the man brought it in there and put a t-shirt on it.
Why would the man put a t-shirt
on? He also was wearing their Christmas onesie out of the dryer.
Jonas, this is not news.
And he ate a cupcake.
Jonas, are you making this story
up?
This
is real.
No,
and,
Jonas.
It made some coffee before he crawled under the house, too, in the crawl space.
Okay, so the man was...
I was going to say they found a cat and then found the man, but I fucking talked about a man and his cat first. So we're talking about this man who broke into somebody's house, dressed their cat up in a shirt from the owners, put on the owner's Christmas onesie they found in the dryer. Why the Christmas onesie was in the dryer in July, I don't know. He made coffee, ate a cupcake... went to jail because they called the cops on him. And they made a point to say the owner doesn't want the onesie back.
For the hard-hitting news, come to the crazy town because we got it here, you know?
It's a nice way to end the show.
For hard-hitting stories, you want hard facts? Here we go.
I'll show something hard, dude.
No, Jonas, it's fun. It's a good story, dude. It was
a palate cleanser, dude.
I mean, okay. It confused me.
Well, I said it wrong, man.
It confused me, dude.
I'm a journalist.
You were just talking about cats and t-shirts and man eating cupcakes. I'm like, this is the ramblings of a madman. And then I was like, oh, it's real?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Oregon, dude. Oregon, Florida. No.
Everywhere's Florida.
I know, right?
Florida, America. America's just one big Florida.
Florida, the United Florida States of Florida, man.
Basically.
Yeah, dude. So, you know, I don't got nothing else, man.
I know we're done.
Yeah, dude. Got any closing remarks for the funny folks at home?
I want to say shout out to the Dragons. They won the Overwatch tournament.
Cool.
Big game. Good luck to Kawhi Leonard, and I hope you find success in your new town.
Okay, where's that?
He's going to the other team in California.
There's a lot of teams.
The Clippers.
Okay, I was going to say, there's a lot of California teams out there.
Zion, I hope you find good luck with the Pelicans. That's why I wore the hat.
Oh! I heard that LeBron is keeping number 23 because there was production issues, so he's going to wait a year to swap. So basically, like,
he's switching his number.
He was going to switch. He was going to give Anthony Davis 23, and he's going to take 6 back because Anthony Davis wore 23. He's like passing the proverbial torch. But I think they couldn't get the jerseys done in time, so he's like, "Fuck it, I'll just wear 23 again, guys."
Yeah. Well, hey, good for him.
He'll do a mid-season swap.
I mean, I think that's kind of nice of him to give that number up. That's cool.
Yeah.
What number was he going to take?
6 again, like he did in Miami.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah, you know, hey.
What else we got on the news, Jonas?
That's it, man.
Shout out to the American females for winning.
Yeah, yeah, dude, World Cup. Snoop Dogg was like, pay them chicks like the men, dude.
Right?
I feel you.
They're bringing the gold home to America.
Yeah,
dude.
But I think it's more about the revenue money they bring it into the TV station is why they get paid less.
Probably because they dropped the flag.
Oh, shit. All right. Thank you so much for watching today. That is all the time we have for today's episode. Please make sure, follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia Live. Subscribe to the YouTube. It's under Crazy Town Media. Or if you're subscribing on iTunes, or follow us on Spotify if you don't like to watch our faces. Well, at least our eyes, because our faces are covered. But for Jonas
and TNT Dynamite, and Testicles
are out.